This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. You've heard it, our guest today, Tim David. He is the author of the new book, True Influence, The Magic of Human Connection. Tim, welcome to our show today.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate you having me.
You've got technique, relationship, understanding, ethics, and we talked about with true influence of starting with being aware, intentional, and I would say probably authentic too in your approach to it. And that's all awesome. I love that. But you mentioned a cheat sheet, and I wondered if you have any tricks on that cheat sheet that you can share with us.
Yeah, I would say, you know, something when someone tunes you out, there's a very important reason for it. And this is where understanding comes into play. Right. If you understand why someone is tuning you out, you can scratch that itch. You can solve that problem. You can get around that obstacle. If not, then, you know, ultimately you're going to be banging your head against the wall. You see, the thing is, we don't know what we don't know. And there are any number of techniques or strategies available to us. But if we only have three or four in our bag of tricks, then again, we're going to run into some trouble. So one of the things that I like to do is really just disassociate from what people commonly know. I like to do something either called a pattern interrupt, or I like to shake things up a little bit. And I'll give you an example. Let's say, I don't know if people listening to this, maybe you have kids, maybe you don't. But anybody who has kids understands that there are some times when you get tuned out. sometimes they pretend they're listening, but usually it's an eye roll and I don't care, leave me alone kind of thing. So how can you get your message across and break through this this wall that they've set up? And the answer is, you've got to change the delivery so that it seems like something new, right? So if you're trying to, trying to think of a specific example here. There's a word that I have, and I've blogged about this. The word is escaping me, and I'm trying to have it pop into my brain right now as I'm talking. But it's a word that I made up. And the reason I made up the word is because, again, it's something that nobody's ever heard of before. So I'm flipping through the booklet here, just looking to see if I can get a quick reminder. But basically, the reason I made that word up is because if I were to tell you, active listening is the technique you use, then you may say to yourself, oh, I've heard of that. I know what active listening is. And instantly you're going to tune me out. Whether you agree with me or not, your brain can't afford to work any harder than it has to, right? Your brain is very, what I call metabolically expensive to run. It takes a lot of calories to think, right? So your brain has developed all these shortcuts, and one of the reasons people tune you out is because you're making them, because they don't want to think, right? They don't want to have to engage in what you're saying. So they can categorize what you're saying. Oh, active listening. I've heard that. I know what that is. Boom. I'm going to categorize it over here. I don't need to listen. But if you say something in a new and interesting way, then suddenly, oh, I have to pay attention to this. I've never heard of this before. There is newness here. There is novelty. And the human brain loves novelty. So if you can interrupt their pattern of thinking, if you can come at it from a different angle, then suddenly there will be some element of surprise and novelty, and that will engage their brains.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.